This is Auto Recall Report, the quick show that gets you familiar with the latest automotive recalls. So buckle up. Literally, next exit is the safe zone. Here is your chauffeur. His name is AK.
Thanks for joining me, AK here, Auto Recall Report. Now, before we get into the news for today, I want to share something funny that happened with me. Now, I'm driving down the road and I see this sticker that we've all seen, something that says baby on board. It shows you to be careful. This car has a baby on board, so make sure that you're very careful when driving around us. But this time, it looks like that whoever was in that car before graduated and they've put another sticker on there. And this sticker this time said, former baby on board. So there is a sticker to put on after that. So after baby on board, make sure you look out for the next one to put on your car, former baby on board. Now the age that starts is up in the air, but if I were to guesstimate, I think once you hit the teens, you know, after 13 is when you can go ahead and put that former baby on board sticker in your car. Thanks. On with the show. Beamers in the news. The Z4 is back after taking a brief hiatus. Now, back in 2016, the BMW Z4 left us, but now it's back with a new and improved model for 2019. And this one is powered by a 255 horsepower, 2.0 liter four-cylinder engine, backed by an 8-speed automatic transmission, and it is a rear-wheel drive sports car. Starting at 49.7, if you option for the M package, it could go all the way up to 59,195 and up from there. If you want another option besides the BMW Z4, take a look at the Porsche Boxster. Has kind of the same chops as the BMW Z4, but it is a Porsche. As long as we're talking about the BMW Z4, did you know that the all-new Toyota Supra and the BMW Z4 are built on the same unique chassis which has been developed for the two cars specifically? They also share the same engine, transmission, differential interior technology, and a lot of interior design. So there's a lot of commonality between the two. So the question is, is the new Toyota Supra too much BMW? Let's wait and see. BMW is in the news. This is a recall round. Now, BMW is in the news because they are recalling 184,000 vehicles for a fire risk. Now, the details are, an electrical short can cause the parts within the PCV valve to melt, increasing the risk of a fire even when the vehicle is not in use. Now, the vehicles that have been recalled are 2006 BMW's 325i, 325xi, 330i, 330xi, 525i, 525xi, 530i, the 530xi, and the Z4, which was produced between 2005 of February and 2006 of September. Now the NHTSA number is 19VLEC-VICTOR-273-000. Now dealers will replace the PCV valve heater free of charge. The work is expected to take 1 to 2 hours, so contact your dealer right away. it is crazy to see that recalls do come out for older vehicles. Usually in the news, we'll see something new coming out, something maybe a few years old that has, you know, come up with a recall. But something from 2006, I mean, these vehicles have been on the road for a long time, and now a recall coming out could be a real safety hazard. So make sure you call your dealer right away and take care of this. Car tip time. Have you been shopping for a car lately or in the market for one sometime soon? Make sure that you stay away from websites like Craigslist, because there are a lot of people out there up to no good trying to make a quick buck, and getting you lured in with an appealing price on a car is just going to get you in a serious mess. So when it comes to purchasing a new car, check out sites like Kelley Blue Book. Check out sites like Auto Trader. Those will get you geared up to do it the right way.
Next exit is the safe zone.